Chapter 4. It was a picture-perfect day in late June when two ushers opened the French doors and Dr. Dwight Eaton escorted his daughter over a pink runner monogrammed in green with the couple's initials. Light and dark pink rose petals littering the runner had been placed there by the bride's nieces, wearing pink and green dresses and headbands with green button mums and pink narins, the colors representing Belinda's sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha. The 120 guests, welcomed with champagne and caviar into a Bucks County chateau built on a rise that overlooked the Delaware River, stood as the intro to the wedding march filled the room where the ceremony was to take place. The restored castle and all of the estate's 32 rooms were filled with out-of-town guests and those who didn't want to make the hour-long drive back to Philadelphia after a night of frivolity. Sabrina felt her heart lurch when she saw Belinda. Her childhood friend and sorority sister was ravishing in an ivory chantilly lace empire gown with a floral applique and satin bodice. Embroidered petals flowed around the sweeping hem and train of the ethereal garment. She'd forgone a veil in lieu of tiny white rosebuds, pinned into the elegant chignon on the nape of her long, graceful neck. At that moment, Sabrina was reliving her past. She should have walked down the aisle on her father's arm as Miles waited to make her his wife. Blinking back tears, she stared at his distinctive profile as he stood on Griffin Rice's right. She noticed changes she hadn't been able to discern the week before.